Wild Bunch Podcast.
What? About to take a trip down Audio Avenue. You guys hear about the Kentucky governor?
No.
Yeah, he's upset that Tupac Shakur filed for unemployment.
A couple of bad apples can make this challenge that much more difficult. For instance, we had somebody apply for unemployment for Tupac Shakur here in Kentucky. And that person probably thought they were being funny, except for the fact that because of them, we've got to go through so many other claims that one person thinking that they were funny, using somebody else's identity, is going to make tens of thousands, potentially, of other people wait. It's not okay.
It's not okay.
Except.
Don't do it. It's just not okay.
Except.
What?
Tupac Shakur was a real guy.
Yeah.
He just had the same name as Tupac.
Yeah, maybe that's true. Was he really a real guy?
Yeah, he had to apologize to
him. Oh, really?
Yes. The governor had to apologize to Tupac Shakur.
That's crazy.
Wow.
That was a real guy. And he was like, hey, man, I'm real, okay? And I need my money. And I need it now.
You guys aren't going to believe this. A guy named Speedy Gonzalez was pulled over in Georgia.
No way.
All right, but you're going to hear that story coming up later on. I don't want to give it away.
Oh, my gosh.
Also, did you hear about the world of wieners?
No.
Could you see yourself going to enjoy the world of wieners?
Oh, it's a place?
Well, actually, Wiener Schnitzel has a new world of wieners menu that you can experience, including the first three choices are the Aussie, the German, and the Cuban.
Okay. Oh, hold on.
It's their world of wieners.
Oh, okay.
I'll try it.
I got the commercial.
Hey, Todd, what you got there?
The three hot dogs we're offering for our World of Wieners event. There's the hearty Cuban dog, the zesty German dog, and the savory Aussie dog.
Travel the globe during Wiener Schnitzel's World of Wieners event.
Oh,
I just got
it
a
is.
Text from Bookie. He says, send him all the info.
There you go, right? There it is. By the way, if you want to get a free beer, Coors Light's giving you some.
Okay.
Fighting a revolutionary war can be sucky. But do you know how George Washington kept his troops motivated? He made sure his men had beer. How about the Great Depression? It turns out that was pretty sucky, too. But you know what they did? They called for an end to Prohibition. Did it solve anything? Of course not. But it did help them press on. Which brings us to today. Sucky, suck, suck, suckiness of historical proportions. Now, we know this won't fix it, but how about some beer? Go to @CoorsLight on Twitter and tell us who could use a six-pack and we'll buy them one. Because if history's taught us anything, it's that sometimes we could all just use a beer.
Wow.
That's a good commercial.
Yeah, I've never drank more beer in my life, just so everyone knows.
That felt inspiring, didn't it?
If you go to my house right now, I have a plethora of different varieties of beer. It's a very nice thing. I like to buy different varieties and enjoy it. There you go, Southwest Florida. That's your trip down Audio Avenue.
Check out more of Big Mama and the Wild Bunch podcasts at B1039.com.